Welcome to the first ever VH Walk of Fame ceremony. Tonight we're honoring Rochelle Ehler, who has had many great achievements on VH, and we're going to hear from some of her friends and admirers this evening. First up, Oliviana, one of her BFFs.
Hello everyone, this is Oliviana, and I'm here to talk about my friend Rochelle Ehler. I met Rochelle when she was Psychic Chica on YouTube. And she was very awesome to talk to at first. She's the one that got me into the whole entire voice acting. She told me what a demo reel was. Like, I had no idea what a demo reel was. And later on, it was because her and Belle that I began to mix. And she even was the one that recruited me to Voice Hollywood. You know, just, she's so helpful. She will point out tons of things. And just, but she does it in a way that it's positive. Like, she doesn't put you down. She's always trying to help you improve. And that's just, like, one of the things that Rochelle does. And, you know, throughout the time that I've known her, I've known her to be a very positive, encouraging person who just, she has this energy about her that just makes you smile. She gets so excited about other people's ideas that it just makes you excited for it, too. And that's Rochelle. Rochelle is the awesome person that will greet everyone, hello all, you know, or she'll talk about the elephant, or Seto Kaiba, we'll play Apples to Apples or OMG Pop, and having her in the calls and stuff like that, like, it's always fun, because she has that energy and that personality, and she's done so much for this past year. Like, she's done the AX Idol thing, and now she's getting her own VH star. So, you know, Rochelle, out of everybody, you know, I think that you definitely have earned it. And I just want to say congratulations, and I hope you have an awesome time. Yay, Rochelle.
Every award ceremony or star ceremony needs a good homosexual. And I got one for you, Rochelle. Omi Pride?
Oh my god, look at what the fuck this is. It's my motherfucking bitch, Rochelle Ehler, and she getting this motherfucking Walk of Fucking Fame star, and I'm so fucking happy for this trick. And I just wanted to say, bitch, I'ma steal your shit in like 1.5 seconds, so your ass better run.
Capri Shaniqua Jenkins the third.
What?
What the fuck are you doing?
No, bitch.
No, get the fuck out.
Just let me.
Get the fuck out.
Ugh. Fine. Bitches, I'll be back. I gotta go because Omi motherfucking Pride 09 wants me to go because he being a little stank ass trick. Okay? Well, fine. Bye.
Sorry about that, guys. Miss Cunty has some problems with the feds and shit. And she's kind of upset because they stole her money because she got this shit illegally. Anywho, that's a whole nother story. This isn't about her, though. This is about Rochelle Ehler. Rach has been a very important member of this community, and I am excited to know that she is the first recipient. Recipient? Is that the right word? Recipient. That sounds right. I'm just going to keep it like that, and if it's not, so what? I'm a homo gay. Deal with it. Anywho. She is getting this Walk of Fame award, and I'm really excited because I really do think that she deserves it. She's done so much for this site and just back behind the scenes, being there for people when they need it. Winning fucking AX Idol. Hey now, snaps. I just think that, at least for this year, she's done so much, and I'm really excited, and I'm really honored to have her as a friend. She is important, at least to me, and I know she is, yeah, and if she's not, I will cut you, and I'll make sure Miss Contigua will live a Capricia Nique will cuss you, too. Yeah, in all honesty, you deserve this, Rach. You've done so much, and words can express how much we appreciate you. So, I love you. Double kisses. I will record more, but I have a turkey and cheese sandwich waiting for me right now. Actually, I just lied. I'm going to go to the kitchen and make one in like 5 seconds. Anywho, I love you, and I'll talk to you soon. Double kiss it. Mwah, mwah. Bye-bye.
We are now going to hear from Rochelle Euler's co-producer on Atta, Ambi Lee.
Hey, Rochelle. So, it's Ambi, and, you know, I decided that I wasn't going to go the whole mushy-gushy, you're my best friend on Voice Hollywood, I don't know what I'd do without you, approach to this little thing for your star ceremony. I decided that rather than go that route, since I'm sure other people are going to do that, I'm going to go and do something a little more fun for you. So I'm going to go over the list of things to do on Voice Hollywood and, you know, just check off the things that you have done to prove that you really do deserve this star. So let's see what we got here. Be in a singing show. Check. Win a singing show. Check again. Produce a singing show. All those stars. Check, 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 check. Be a judge on another person's show. That's a check, and that just shows how people appreciate your judging skills. Produce a non-singing show. I did that with you, so check. Mix like the wind. Check. I mean, look at Christmas musical and all the different songs that you do all the time. Let's see what else we got here. Win badges, check, because your signature is always so long, stretching all of our screens. Thanks, Rochelle. Participate in residential areas, check, Mayor of Left VH. Act in radio plays, check, Christmas musical again. Be on staff, check, admin. Be a constant fixture on Skype, check. Be someone other members look to for help, that's a check. Be someone other members hope to one day be like. That's a double check, I think, for you. And last thing on this list we got here is get AIDS while playing board game. Yeah, we all know that's a check, because we all get AIDS while playing board game. But anyways, so, Rochelle, you might not have every possible Voice Hollywood activity checked off your list, but you must admit, your list is quite impressive indeed. You are the queen of the star show, so it's only appropriate that the first star goes to you. Congratulations, Rochelle Euler.
We're going to hear from, it's going to be a double shot now, a double shot of ladies. And we're going to hear from beloved star and Princess Garnet.
Hello, all.
And welcome to the Rochelle Euler is Derp Show.
Tonight, we highlight the top epic fails of Rochelle Euler. Number one. Cherie has never had sex.
That's right, people.
After 5 years of marriage, Rochelle actually asked Beloved if she'd had sex.
And of course the answer was no. Duh. She shouldn't even have to ask. We're waiting for
a clearly has not arrived yet. Number two, Rochelle the oversharer.
Sometimes there are just things that Laura and I don't need to know.
Like what turned you on during sex?
That image will haunt me forever.
Oh. I do kind of like it. She's my Sim Social girlfriend, after all.
Oh, Lord.
She can go all night, baby. She's a nocturnal.
Your mom is nocturnal.
Your dad was nocturnal last night. I win. Number three. Your crazy obsession with cute stuff things. Like Mama Sheba and how you wanted to take it to LA with you, but it wouldn't fit in your suitcase.
We know you're a little crazy, but we don't need the constant reminder.
Number four, Nick HQ. Having spoken to Cherie's husband on maybe one or two occasions, Rochelle has decided that Nick now hates her.
He probably does hate you now, Rochelle.
Who do I hate?
Rochelle.
Who's that?
You don't need to know. You hate her because I said so.
Okay.
Number five, Rochelle the drunkard.
So many times you've disappeared off to dinner, only to come back hours later because you went out for drinks.
It's really not promising behavior for a young lady.
No, not at all, Rochelle.
I mean, we totally would not condone that kind of behavior when we go to Las Vegas.
Absolutely not.
And finally, the famous Rochelle Euler, I'm not as good as that singer, humility.
Because obviously you couldn't be winning this award for anything other than your pipes, as we've just established.
So now, every time you say that, it's a further dip on your part. So we don't want to hear it from you anymore.
Congratulations, Rochelle!
Despite the crazy.
Olive juice!
Okay. Now we're going to hear from somebody very, very important in Rochelle's life. Her elephant.
Hi, Rochelle. I'm glad you're getting star because we share so many moments together, and I hope we get to cuddle later.
Okay. That was lovely. I'm sorry, Rochelle. I had to throw in the elephant. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to ruin your special day. But somebody had to include the elephant, I thought. Anyway, let's hear from your Star Show co-producer, Valkyrie Celeste.
Hi, Rochelle. So, this is your star thingy. Woo! So, doing all of our shows with star at the end of it apparently fits, because now you can be like, oh, I have a star, and speaking of stars, welcome to Lone Star, ah, and then we'll be like, aha, that is funny, that is the funniest thing ever, ah, but anyway, congratulations, you totally deserve this Walk of Fame star thingy, because you won AX Idol, and that is awesome, of course, and your demo is fantastic, and you're an awesome person, and you won Sing It and Act It, and you're, like, super multi-talented, like, double threat. I guess it's not a triple threat or something. You voice act, too, so you, I don't know, physically act, sing, and voice act. So you are a triple threat. Woo! And yeah, you like totally deserve this because you're an awesome admin and you're an awesome friend and you produce a bunch of stuff and you are super majorly talented. So woo! Congratulations! Yay!
All the way from Korea, south, not north. It's Blackjack.
Hey Rochelle, it's Blackjack AV. I hope you are having a wonderful time so far, and congratulations on being the first recipient of a star on the Voice Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Hey Rochelle, it's Girl Next Door. I just wanted to congratulate you on your award. Bye.
She's cute, isn't she? I was talking about you, by the way, Rochelle. When I first heard that you were the one who was going to be receiving this community award of ours, I was really happy, like, genuinely, I was, like, really happy for you. It's hard to explain, but I think that the happiness or the feeling I felt is really a testament to not only how worthy and talented of an actress and singer you are, but also a testament to just how wonderful of a person you are. I remember the first time I heard you. It was, like, 2 years ago when we did the Monday karaoke nights, and when I first heard you sing, I just, like, fell in love with your style, and all of a sudden, like, these songs I heard on the radio started popping into my head, and I was like, oh, Rochelle would sound so good on this. And so I remember one time logging into Skype and sending you a message like I could totally hear you singing that song Unwritten by blah blah blah, and then you're like, oh, thanks for thinking of me for that song or something. You probably don't remember, but I bet if I searched my Skype logs I'd be able to find it. So yeah, it's probably gonna be like 2 years old, but my point is, you were the first singer that I ever fanboyed over, so that's really cool. I think it's amazing how much of a splash and impact you made on Voice Hollywood. If I remember correctly, you joined VH like right before it exploded with members. And I just remember, I went away for a while, and when I came back, there were like multiple shows that were hits, and you were like judging all of them. And then you branched off and started doing your own shows. And what I noticed and loved was that you were always so committed to those shows. You would see, like, every one of them through. And I think that ongoing momentum played a big role in the expansion of VH. Because, like, whereas before the VH boom, the site was pretty much just Dylan hosting every single show. And then you came along and brought this force of hosting power that, when combined with Dylan's dedication, it just really complemented the contest on the site by adding a variety of shows that were up to par with the shows that founded VH. I can't complete this recording without talking about how much of a kind and special person you are. Having you as a coach on Best of the Rest was always awesome, especially when you have someone who's like such a great singer like yourself complimenting you on your performances. That was the best. You're always so willing to help anyone and everyone, Whenever you're in the Skype chat, the group just comes to life. Every day is an exciting one when you're here, Rochelle. So, now I'm done with the mushy stuff, let's wrap this up. I've heard rumors on the grapevine that you enjoy sipping beverages of the alcoholic medium. I'm not really much of a drinker myself, but since this is a special occasion, I went out and bought a bottle of soju. If you aren't familiar with soju, it's a rather strong Korean liquor. And I would like to give you a toast. So, okay. This one's to you, Rochelle. It's rare to meet someone so incredibly talented, yet friendly and down to earth. You are not only an inspiration to me, but to everyone who's ever had the pleasure of meeting you. Thank you, and congratulations.
As voted by myself as VH's sexiest man alive, Gil Dragon is up here to say a few words to you, Rochelle. He's gonna jump out of a cake.
Rochelle, wow, you won the first star on this VH Walk of Fame, I guess is what it's actually called. I'm not sure if that's the actual title. But wow, congratulations, this is impressive. And you get the first one, so, you know, it's kind of a big deal. I'm not entirely sure what the requirements are for one to achieve said star, but knowing some of the things you've done, I would probably say you probably deserve it. I know, as far as, you know, my own personal experience in Voice Hollywood, that's been I've improved, I feel, so much because of a lot of the help that you've given me, as well as other people, but you specifically for tonight, with help on the star shows and even just some in general critiques and sometimes just talking to me. You've helped me to improve a lot as a singer. You bring a lot of fun to the place, and if you weren't around, there'd be a personality on the forums that was severely lacking. You have a great sense of humor. You know how to balance niceness and sincerity and still be able to tell it like it is. I think this is probably one of the coolest things to get. I don't know how big of a deal this is making, but to me, the whole idea of a Walk of Fame means that you've made a specific impact. It's like you have to work to get there. It's not necessarily who's good this time, who's good this time. It's, I've achieved this, and this is mine to hold here. So that I think is kind of awesome. Sort of like a trophy. Somebody may get it next month, or somebody may get it next year even, but you have one. So it's something that you can, you know, attest to and hold, and you did a good job, at least for a variety of things that you've already done outstanding on, with various singing competitions that you're in, singing competitions that you're judged, and stuff that you've won even, and just in the way you contribute to Voice Hollywood overall, and even as a friend. So, that's about all I've got to say. I just think you're spectacular. All right.
Let's class it up a little with a British person. Not a British person that has to share the spotlight with beloved star, because that just brings down the classiness. But a British person by themselves ups the classiness. Cherise?
Hiya, Rat. Cherise here. I really don't know how to word any of this without sounding like a really creepy stalkerish fan, and I've broken my voice so I sound like really creepy anyway. It's like all breathy and weird. So forgive me, I'm not a weirdo. Well, I am, but I'm not creeping on you. That's like reassuring, isn't it? I adore your voice. I mean, it's always a pleasure to listen to your covers. I actually pay to hear you sing, and I really can't say that about many people. So yay! I really would. I don't know how you do it, but somehow you manage to take so many emotions and just jam them into the song, and it becomes your own. And it isn't just music. It isn't just a song when you sing it. You put so much of yourself into your singing, as well as so many complex emotions. Personally, your songs always reach out to me, like more than a lot of the original versions could. Especially your cover of Nothing, which I love looping whenever I'm feeling down, because the emotions preserved in it seem so familiar, and I don't know, it just makes me feel less alone in the world. That's kind of pathetic coming from me, but you always sound so great on your songs. You can tell that you really love singing, and you always give it your all. Not only are you talented, but you're really friendly and you're fun to be around too. You're so easy to work with, like, on projects, and so reliable. You always go the extra mile. And it's so rare for people to actually put as much effort in as you do. Because working with you on the radio was just so much fun, and you always got me the stuff on, like, before everyone else and on time, and I was so happy. I really admire you, Ratch, and I know you're going to go so far in life. You're a real inspiration, and you're the perfect person to receive the first star in the VH Walk of Fame. You really deserve it. Congrats!
Now we're going to hear a rare treat. Heaven Incarnate is going to say nice things. In theory. Heaven?
Yo, Supper Shell. It's Heaven. So it's almost 5 in the morning, and, sorry, I kind of forgot about this, because, like, unless I get a constant reminder of what I'm supposed to do, then I'm not gonna remember it. And, Zelena did PM me, but I forgot, and if it, like I said, if it's not a constant reminder, it's just gonna slip my mind. And I do want to sleep, but I figure that if I go to sleep, then I'm gonna forget to do it, tomorrow, or later today, technically. So I'm just gonna record something for you right now. It's gonna be really crappy, but it's the thought that counts, right? So, Oh god, I'm falling asleep. I just want to tell you that, like, you, like, out of all the people of DH, I think you really deserve this. Like, you're one of the people who really deserves to have a star ceremony. You're really talented. You're a great actress. You're a great singer. And you're just, like, a really great person to talk to. Like, I can literally come up to you and just talk to you about, like, anything. You're definitely one of my favorite, like, people on VH. You're one of my best friends on VH. And I feel like over the past couple months, we've, like, been talking a lot more. Like, ever since summer started, we've just been, like, being a lot more social, I guess. Like, I feel like, I mean, because I definitely feel like we were pretty good friends before then, but, like, I feel like over the past couple months, we've just gotten a lot closer. Like, there's, like, this bond, like, this friendly bond, I guess. Like, a deeper connection, I guess. I don't know. That sounds really, like, sappy and cheesy, but I don't know. I just feel like I've gotten a lot closer to you these past couple months, and it makes me really happy because you're, like, a really cool person, and I really enjoy talking to you, and I know everyone else does on VH. You're just great. You're great, Rochelle. I don't really have anything else to say. You're pretty much awesome. And I'm sorry about how crappy and shitty this recording is. I'm really tired. But, I hope you have a terrific star ceremony, and I hope you get a ton of more, like, better quality recordings than this. I'm really glad to be able to call you one of my best friends on VH, and I'm really glad to have been able to get to know you. I guess that's it. Congrats, you really deserve it, and I hope you have a great star ceremony.
I'm not listening to this as I mix, because I want to listen with everybody else, but I am checking for volume, and Heaven did sound sincere, so I assume that he said very nice things. All right. Now we're going to hear from somebody who's met Rochellular, IRL. It's like meeting a unicorn. Rochellular is a mythical creature. Snowfender is also a mythical creature. She's like the Yeti, because the Yeti's Asian. Except she's not, like, hairy. Snowfender, take it away.
Rochelle, so, I heard you on AX Idol or something, and that, you're getting awarded for VH Walk of Fame or something. Yeah. this is terrible. Anyway, congratulations, you're awesome. I don't know anyone who's done either of those things. Maybe they've won AX Idol, but they've never gotten a star. So congratulations, you're the first. Setting a trend for Rochelle's everywhere. It's great. Pretty terrible at this. you're a great person. I love hanging out with you. And I'm really excited for this next year, for all the, like, amazing opportunities that you have. And I'm so excited to see what's more going to come from you. I'm really pumped that you have such an amazing opportunity with Bang Zoom. And really excited to hear your first professionally recorded music. Yay! Can't wait till we can hang out again. Hopefully soon. Yeah. You're great. You're such a lovely person. Thank you so much for being a great friend and a great administrator, and for just being an overall friendly and bubbly and hardworking person, because you do so many shows and you just work so hard on as a competitor and as a host and as a leader and just everything. And it's great. It's really, really awesome. I sound really insincere right now, but I totally, totally mean it. I'm really happy that things are looking so great for you right now in your career, and I hope that it keeps going like that. I think I've said that like 12 different ways. but seriously, you're really, really awesome. And yeah. Good luck with everything. I hope this VH Walk of Fame is really making you smile, because that's what it's supposed to do. If it's not, then we're doing a shitty ass job. Everyone, we need to pick it up. We need to make better compliments. Cause yeah. So it's supposed to be 3 to 5 minutes. I know we don't really have to stay within that time frame. But oh look, it's 3 minutes now.
Now we're gonna hear from Reed to me.
Wow. Another award. You could have no room on your shelves for any more awards. I'm really impressed. Very, very impressed. Let's see, that was like, what, 25,000 cupcakes you won in December? And 25 million pieces of gum that you're going to have to eat for a year for the AX Idol? And now a star on top of it, which is really actually very apropos considering that the stars are your shows. This is cool. This is really awesome. And I'm glad that you're my coach on the Voice. And I'm glad to work with you. You know, one of the things that I think was so great was at the end of Sing It, how we would always bounce songs off of each other and how much fun that was, because you have really good instincts for a lot of things when it comes to musical stuff. And I'm very impressed with your voice. I think your voice is well deserving of the awards that it gets. And the amount of time that you somehow carved to dedicate to VH is amazing. Absolutely amazing. I don't know how you haven't, like, gone insane. Or maybe you have. No, just kidding. Aren't we all insane? It's pretty much what the name of this game is. Anyway, listen, it's a pleasure to work with you on VH. I love doing it, and I love that you got this award. I think that's fantastic. I don't have much more to say at the moment because I'm cramming my X Factor and Voice stuff in. Well, not the Voice, but X Factor. Because this last week was so nuts that I didn't get a chance to record this for you, but I'm glad that Dylan's letting me get this in last minute. Congratulations.
He had music in his. That's not fair. I don't have music for mine, and I'm running late, so I'm not going to put music in. But as the president of Voice Hollywood, when we came up with the Walk of Fame idea, there was no doubt in my mind who deserved the first one. As winner of Sing It, the first and at this point in time only female winner of Act It, co-producer of the star shows in ADA, winner of countless Golden Cupcake Awards, and founding member of VH, you've been an outstanding achiever in the big three, acting, singing, producing. You're also one of the friendliest people I know, and you genuinely love and care about people. When we first met, I knew you as that random girl I did duets with that was friends with Lulu. And now I know you as that random girl that does shows who's friends with Lulu, and also friends with me. I joke around with you sometimes, but I want you to know that I love you, and I'm so glad we're friends. And it's great that you won AX Idol this year, because now the rest of the world is seeing what we already know. and that is that you're an extremely talented and amazing person. And I'm about to give you something that I know means a lot to you. I'm going to let you talk as long as you want. But also, on top of all that, it is my honor and privilege to present to you, Rochelleular, the first star on the VH Walk of Fame.
Thank you, Dylan. it wouldn't be a show without me coughing. I bet you're all thinking, like, oh my god, this is Rochelle giving an acceptance speech. She's going to talk forever. And, you know, you're probably right. I probably am going to talk forever. In my head, I'm like, oh, I am going to make this really short, but I probably won't. So this is, like, a huge honor for me. I mean, with everything on VH, I'm, like, really appreciative of, like, everything that happens here. And, like, I think thinking it as a place makes the most sense. First, and then kind of thinking, like, specific peoples. I think with VH, I started off on YouTube doing stuff, and, I mean, people on YouTube are nice, like, generally speaking. They are very, like, oh, you know, great job, this was so good, oh my god. And you're like, oh, that's good, but, like, And I, like, didn't feel like I was learning anything, so when I came to VH through Lulu, you know, on Sing at 8, I was, like, totally, like, you know, oh my god, I have a lot of work to do, you know, to be as good as, like, some of these people. And, like, being on that show, like, really, like, helped me improve so much. Like, if you look at, like, Sing at 8, like, beginning of it, me, and then, like, end of it, it's, like, two totally different people, and it's absolutely incredible. And then, like, I won Sing at 9, which was such an honor, because, like, I had worked so hard at Sing at 8, and I just kind of, like, it just, like, proved to myself that I'd, like, really made it to that level where I, like, hey, you can win this show that you thought was, like, kind of out of reach for a little while. And, you know, I really think that, like, as far as singing goes, like, with all the shows that I've done, I mean, like, H2E and 7 and Love Me and Cover It and Perform It, and I'm sure there's more, like, Once You Go Black, you know, just, like, all those shows that you be on, like, that you end up on are all, like, so good. And, like, you can, like, overdo yourself on shows, but it doesn't matter because, like, in the long run, you're just going to be better because of it, because you're getting critiqued by so many different people, and it's just, like, the most incredible thing ever. And, like, I feel like not enough, like, a lot of people, like, understand, like, what we have and, like, how absolutely amazing it is. And, I mean, like, even acting-wise, like, I feel like I've improved so much here. Like, I was, like, improving on YouTube, but here, like, I mean, like, on Act It, like, Tregatree and Dylan were just, like, no from my monologues. I was like, ugh, poo. And, like, getting to Demos Week and really kind of making it on that week and, like, three characters in 3 minutes and stuff, those were just, like, the most incredible confidence boosters of my life. And I've, like, that was, like, one of the first times that I ever thought, oh, I can be an actress. And, like, I remember there were, like, weeks that I would do so bad on Act It, and I would just cry because I was, like, I need, like, Act It was all about, like, proving something to myself and, like, showing myself that, like, hey, I can do this. And then, like, winning was, like, the biggest honor. And, like, I would, like, tell all my friends, they'd be like, oh, like, online acting, whatever. And I'm like, no, seriously, it's, like, such a big deal. And, like, when I became an admin, it was, like, such a big deal. I was like, oh my god, so exciting. Like, I remember I, like, freaked out and I, like, told some of my friends, and they were also kind of like, okay, that's great. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. This is, like, so cool. Like, and, like, I just wanted to, like, help people love VH as, like, much as I do. And, like, judging has also been, like, so helpful for me, like, to improve. Like, from starting off when you know, judge somebody, you're, like, you're hearing people making mistakes. And, like, that's just the way it is. Like, I mean, when I'm on shows, I make mistakes. That's the point. You, like, make mistakes and you learn from them. But, like, learning from other people's mistakes is really helpful, too, because you hear them. And, like, I know on Ada, like, there were certain things that people did, and I was like, I think I do that, too. And then you're, like, conscious of it because you're hearing other people do it, too. And that's how judging is, too. And I think, like, I don't know. I think that's why, like, I don't understand people who, like, don't take critique well or whatever, because I'm like, well, like, but that's what's gonna help you. And I think that, like, critiquing and, like, judging is, like, the two things that just, like, totally, like, intertwine and just are really what, like, boosts you up and, like, helps you get better. But enough about, like, getting better, blah. I think that, like, as far as VH goes, I think I will always look back on it as being something that helped me to further, like, something I really want to do with my life. But I think that also it's something that, like, really helped me, like, further my, like, social boundaries. Like, I get borders. I don't know. Like, I mean, my real life friends are incredible. Like, I have wonderful friends in real life, and I don't sit down and say, oh my god, my, like, you know, online friends are so much better, or, like, my real life friends are so much better. Like, they're both equal, and they both have, like, different qualities, but there's just something about the community of VH that's just so incredible that I've never seen, like, anywhere else, because it's just such a, like, place. Like, you can come on and say, oh my god, this happened, and you've got, like, 20 people there being like, oh my god, we're here, we support you, and, like, I just think it's the most amazing thing ever. I mean, just, like, the fact that we can stay up till, like, 6 in the morning and just talk to each other, it's like, what do we talk about? Like, looking back, I'm like, what do we even talk about? I mean, like, it's just ridiculous, but we do it, and we're such good friends. And, I mean, just to, like, I guess, like, I feel like I should name people. I feel bad if I, like, miss people. And I know that in the chat, like, if we're, like, having a listening party or something ever for something like this, or, like, in the thread, I'm gonna be like, oh, crap, I missed so-and-so, and I'm blah. But I think that, like, obviously I have to thank Dylan, because without Dylan there would be no VH. Same with Charisse. I think that Charisse is, like, a really important person. And I got to know her so well on the radio, and that was incredible. And I, like, loved working with her, and she's an amazing person. But I think Dylan is, like, really the person who, like, you know, founded VH. And, I mean, you're one of my really, really good friends, like, one of my best friends. And I feel like I've told you so many things, and we've spent so much time, like, planning things for VH and how to make VH better, and I've just, like, loved being a part of your admin team, and I just absolutely adore this site. And, like, so without you, there wouldn't be a site. So, like, obviously, you get a huge thank you. You get the biggest thank you. I really have to thank Valk as well, because she and I, obviously, are partners in crime. The star... oh, an ad just popped up. That was weird. We're, like, you know, our star people. because of you, I did my first judging thing, Create It. Oh, my God. There's, like, really random ad. Like, what is going on? That was really weird. I'm sorry. But because of you, like, you brought me on to Create It, and that was the first judging thing I ever did, and then we were like, we should judge something else, because that was really fun. And I was like, let's do a singing thing, because, like, we both like singing, and Valk was like, let's do country, and I was like, okay! And Lone Star was born. And I remember we, like, asked Dylan, we were like, is it okay if, like, we do a singing show? And he's like, you can do what you want, and it was really funny. But, like, without you, I, like, wouldn't be the producer that I am. I mean, like, if you look at Lone Star and Rockstar and then Popstar and Atta, like, it's just, like, such an improvement. I mean, like, we've come, like, so far. I mean, you know, partially that has to do with, like, Jeffers and Ambi being awesome, too. But, you know. I also, like, so want to thank Snowfender, because when I first started socially, she was the one who kind of, like, got me integrated really well, because she, like, pulled me into this random chat with Valk and Cookies, and ever since then, we've added people to that chat, but it's still alive, and we're, like, really all tight, and I've really loved that socially, and that's one of those chats that I can just go into and be like, oh my god, this happened, and no matter what, they're gonna agree with me and just, like, be a support system. So it's really thanks to Allison, and, like, I mean, I've met you a few times in person, and it's been absolutely incredible, and you're seriously, like, one of my best friends, real life, online, whatever, and I do not know what I would do without you. And happy birthday, because today's your birthday. Oh my god, crazy. I'd also really like to thank Tregatree, because she was kind of one of those ones who was like, get your act together. She's just so badass, and, like, she's someone that I've always looked up to, and I just think that she's someone that I really, really, really care about, and yeah. So thanks to Tregatree for being awesome. I would really like to thank Jeffers, because recently we've been talking till, like, 6 in the morning. It's been really fun, and we just, like, talk about things together, and we bitch about things together, and I love that. And then my other two partners in crime, I'd like to thank Heaven and Sukono, because the three of us sometimes just randomly talk in the afternoon and we're like, oh my god, what's going on? And I just love watching Heaven and Sukono interact, and they're really funny. I'd also like to thank, I'm trying to, this is, like, in no particular order, so, like, if you're, like, last, you're not like, oh my god, I'm last. I would really like to thank Beloved Star and Princess Garnet, because they're two of my other girls, my girls, and we, like, always hang out and do stuff and, like, chat, and we're always, like, in calls or, like, talking about anime or, like, joking around about, like, One Voice, like, oh, when is One Voice gonna happen? Oh, I don't know. It's, like, really ridiculous. Let's see, I would really like to thank Faded, because Faded and I are, like, you know, crazy together. Faded got me into ponies. That's really the only reason I have to thank her. No, I'm kidding. I just, like, absolutely love her, and, like, we're just, like, so tight, and I feel like we've talked about so much, and I know so much about you, and I felt like I met my twin when I met you, so it's pretty great. I would really like to thank Ambi, of course, because Ambi is also my tough love person, and I don't know what I would do without her, because I love talking to her, we agree on everything. There's so many times when we'd stay up till, like, 4 in the morning after Ada and be like, oh wait, we finished Ada, like, 3 hours ago, maybe we should, like, not be in a call anymore. And I just absolutely love judging that show with you, and I hope I get to judge with you again, and I just love you. I think you're so funny, and I think you're so brave, and sometimes when you talk about things, I'm just like, wow, I wish I was Ambi. Oh my gosh. I really like to thank Oliviana, because she's always been just someone who's been around with me. Like, we were on YouTube together, and she kind of came here and did Lone Star, and I just think she's, like, such an, like, great asset to the site. Like, she's just someone who, like, is always active and always excited, always come up with new events and stuff. And I just think that you're, like, wonderful. And I think that you help and add so much to the site. And without you, it would be a completely different place. And I would really like to thank, like, Zelena and Omi and Russ and Turtle, like, the rest of the staff. Because I think without us, like, without you guys and us, like, we all just work together so well as a staff, and I think it's been so fun to be on this staff. Like, I can't imagine being on a different website and, like, doing staff work there, because it just would not be the same as working here. Working, it's not work. It's fun. It is fun. VH is fun. But really, it is. I think without VH, I would not have won AX Idol. And I don't think I would have become the person I am today. I, like, will always look back on it with fond memories. Not that I'm, like, leaving or anything, but, if I ever do leave, which hopefully I won't, I don't know. I think I've made, like, really lasting friendships, and I think that's really incredible. So this means a lot to me, and yeah, I talked for 13 minutes. Oops. I'm sorry, but not really, because I love you all, and I think you deserve to hear that, so thank you. This means a lot to me. I will add it to my scrolling badges. I don't like that they scroll, but that's okay. But seriously, this is, like, really incredible, and I'm severely honored, and I just hope that VH continues to grow and become a place of amazing awesomeness and stay that way, and I just hope that we all stay together. Thanks.
I hope you enjoy the Star Rochelle, and I'm excited that new and old members alike will be able to, in the future, see the Walk of Fame and see you, Rochellular, on that Walk of Fame. Thank you again for everything you've done for VH. And I wish you many more great successes in the future.